League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, and welcome into the 19th Hole Golf Show on a special Friday edition, our second episode of the week, and it is our U.S. Open preview show. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Ryan Ballingy or via email at ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Be sure to check out our website, golfnewsnet.com, and my work on Yahoo Sports as I head to Chambers Bay for the U.S. Open to cover the year's second major for them at sports.yahoo.com in the Devil Ball Golf blog. Hunter Mahan is our guest this week. He is a six-time PGA Tour winner. His best finish in a major championship, although he has top tens in all four of them, is T4 at Marion 2 years ago in the U.S. Open. So he has good feelings about this championship, and it's the closest he's ever been in this championship to winning that elusive major title. He joined us for a 20-minute conversation to talk about a sponsorship opportunity that brings him onto the program this week, as well his preparation for the U.S. Open, what he expects to get out of Chambers Bay, conditioning going through the remainder of the season, especially as we start in a very busy stretch, beginning with the U.S. Open and through the end of the year with the FedEx Cup playoffs, a feat that only he has accomplished, reaching the Tour Championship in every single year of the FedEx Cup playoffs concept, and so much more. So enjoy our conversation with Hunter Mahan.
So let's start with the reason why you're on this call, which is your relationship with Chase and new arrangement with the PGA of America and the PGA Championship, and you talked a bit about that as well as your role as an ambassador with the card and the experience.
Yeah, I partnered with Chase for this kind of What Drives You campaign, which starts today, runs through July 10th, and is basically an opportunity for fans to kind of share what drove them to play golf and what drives them to play today. And they can take a photo with a caption, throw it on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag ChaseSapphirePGA and hashtag Sweepstakes, and kind of tell us what why they love golf. What was a memorable experience? What was a moment that they want to share with us? What drives them to play golf every day, and what drives them to go to the range and hit balls for hours and go play with their buddies or whatever, or travel the world and play golf, whatever it may be. And they can make sure that their entry counts on whatdrivesyou.chaseonlinesweepstakes.com. And the winner is going to get a pretty cool trip. They're going to get to go to the 2015 PGA Championship. They're going to get a one-on-one with me with some golf tips and kind of an inside the ropes access kind of during Wednesday's practice round. And I'll get to talk to them about kind of what I'm thinking about that week, how my game is, what we're thinking about, how we're going to have to play the golf course, whistling straight, and just, they can ask a few questions and give them a little experience that a lot of fans would never get. And for a major championship, that's a pretty neat trip and kind of a neat reward for this What Drives You campaign.
Yeah, that's a hell of a prize. So if you were going to enter the contest, obviously you wouldn't want to win a trip to yourself. But if you were going to enter, what does drive you? What is the thing that got you into golf, and what is the thing that motivates you now, 10 years into a pro career?
I guess what drove me to golf was my dad. My dad played golf. I played sports as a kid. Did some karate, did some soccer. But playing golf was it was just the individual aspect of it, the hitting the balls, hitting that, that one perfect shot, hitting that next one, making, like, your first birdie, your first eagle, playing your first tournament. I mean, all that just it collectively kind of lit a fire in me of just, of something I enjoyed doing. I like the going on the range by myself and just hitting balls and kind of figuring out and figuring out this shot and trying to this shot and you know, going out with my dad and playing tournaments and I don't know, just getting better, kind of like each step you take, you know, and you break in 50 and then break in 40, playing 9 holes, playing 18, breaking 80, you know, shoot par for the first time, just all these little milestones, competing in tournaments and stuff. It was just so much fun. And nowadays I feel I've done a lot of great things in the game of golf, but I'm capable of so much more. And trying to win tournaments, trying to win majors, making more Ryder Cup, President Cup teams. I mean, there's just so much that I want to accomplish in the game. And it's, you know, if I had a, you know, the great thing golf has provided me was so much. If I took a picture or and sent it on Twitter, I would have a lot of pictures and of meeting presidents and playing and all over the world, you know, meeting Michael Jordan and so many different athletes who love to play this game. You know, golf has given me so much. I feel lucky to be a part of it and lucky to be a part of this with Chase Sapphire, because this is a great great opportunity for somebody to have a really neat reward. And I'm really excited about this opportunity for everyone.
Golf, obviously, your profession, but it's also a game, and I'm sure there's some kind of balance that at some point it feels like this is a lot of work, and other times you have to feel like you have the best job in the universe. So how, when you're in it, when you're in the cauldron, whether you're in contention or you're grinding to make the cut or whatever the circumstances week to week on the PGA Tour, how much fun are you actually having out there, and is it the same kind of fun you have now as opposed to when you were learning the game and building up to what is now your career?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's easy. You know, I know, you know, I just played 5 weeks in a row and I felt like I played some really good golf within that time, but didn't get the results that I was looking for. It's really easy to get down on yourself and get frustrated and feel like you're the only person in the world who's going through this. But it's you have to remain so present and so focused on what's happening right in front of you to remember the great things that you've done in golf. You know, I have to remember all the times that I won and hit some big clutch shots and been in big situations and came through. But it's difficult when you're in the moment, when you're grinding at it, when you feel like you're doing all the things that you need to do to be successful and you're not getting the success that you think should come of that. But that's a part of this game. That's kind of a part of life. That's why that's what drives me to do better, because I feel like I am I feel like I have a lot left in me, and I feel like I can get a lot better. I feel like I haven't scratched the surface of my abilities as a golfer and playing tournaments and being more consistent. So there's so much to this game. There's so many nuances, and this game's all about detail and precision. So it's easy to get caught up in results, but sometimes you have to go back to basics and just remember where your club face is aimed, where your setup is, doing all the little things that will lead to success down the line.
Is it pretty easy to get away from those fundamentals when the margin for error between making money or top 25 or top 10 or winning is so small? Is it that a lot of you and your peers kind of think about 1 millimeter at a time, as opposed to the average person that goes out and plays thinks about 1 yard at a time?
Yeah, there's no question. There's no doubt about that. It's, when you do something every single day, it's easy to jump ahead in a few steps. When you have to start at kind of A and B and go to C and then go to D, it's easy to jump to D and look at the result too quickly. And that's the nuance in this game, and that's, you know, the great players do a good job of always returning back to starting back at A, remembering this is the most important thing you have to do, and then take the necessary steps to shooting a good round and winning a tournament. So, you know, winning a tournament isn't a moment. It's a lot of moments, and it's the grind. You have to enjoy the grind. I think you have to enjoy the process of getting better. You just can't enjoy the result, because the grind is kind of what makes you who you are. And in golf, failure is, it's every day. You're going to fail every single day in this game, and you have to just keep, you can't shy away from it. You have to enjoy it. You have to enjoy the failure, because that will make you a better player, and that will make you, that will turn you into the person you really want to be at the end of the day, and that will give you opportunities to win the biggest tournament.
That's a perfect segue into the U.S. Open, which is in a couple of weeks, and you have your best major championship finish in that major, T4 and 13 at Marion. What did that experience do for you in terms of validation of all the work you've put in all of these years, and what did it also do in terms of making you hungrier to break through and get that major?
Yeah, you know, Marion was awesome. What a great week that was. Competing in a U.S. Open like that and getting to play with Phil on Sunday was such a memorable time for me. Phil is such a kind of, I think, an inspiration to my golf. He makes me want to do better and to, you know, I feel like when Phil plays, he really enjoys the game. And, you know, that's what I want to do more of, is really enjoy the process and enjoy playing. It's easy to get it sucked in the result. And when you play a major, man, it's all about the mental grind. Physical stuff, you're going to work on, you're going to try to get better on, but that comes and goes. The mental strength of doing it over and over again is really important.
So how old is she?
She's coming up on 2.
Oh, wow. Okay, my son is 2.5 at the end of the month, so it's hilarious.
Oh, they're fun. They're fun every day.
Well, I guess that's a great segue into kind of what is life like? I mean, you're doing this media availability today to talk about the relationship with Chase. You've got a major championship coming up in a week. You've got to prepare for it. You've got other responsibilities, and you're a parent. So what did you 10 years ago envision what the juggling act was going to be like, being a 6-time PGA Tour winner with a lot going on?
Man, I felt like I've done a really good job in my personal life of setting things up, because I knew when I turned pro and I was playing golf and I was trying to get on tour, I was trying to validate myself and legitimize myself as a professional golfer and structure myself so I could handle a girlfriend, handle a wife, give my significant other the correct time off the golf course and be present and be focused with them and golf and be able to balance the two, because it's a balancing act, and I wasn't capable of that when I first turned pro for a long time, and then I felt like I knew how to handle both things, and I, you know, got married, and it's amazing how timing worked out for me, because I've got a great wife in Candy now, and then we had our first child, Zoe, and then we just had our second not too long ago, a couple months ago, in Miller. And it is a balancing act, but I'm capable of that, and I'm mature enough to handle all that stuff. But you still learn along the way of balancing life, balancing golf, balancing family, being a father, being a husband, doing all those things. But they all make, I think they all make me a better golfer, and they make me understand that golf is a sport. There are no kind of rules saying, you know, you're going to be this good, or there's no, you know, there's just no limits to what I feel like I can do as a golfer. And I feel like they remind me of that. And, you know, there's nothing better than being a husband and being a father to a great family, because they instill, true happiness. And, for shooting a 65 field, it doesn't really compare to just seeing your daughter smile and just laughing and having fun.
I'm going to segue back to golf a little bit, because we'll talk about the U.S. Open here. Most of you guys out on tour have never really seen Chambers before lead up to this or the week of this. The guys that played in the 2010 U.S. Amateur have a sense of what it might play like, although they've made some changes to the course since then. So what is the scouting report that you have from your peers, and have you had a chance to take in Chambers Bay yet?
I have not had a chance to take in Chambers Bay. I've heard it's an okay golf course. I heard it's not great by any means, but it's good. You know, Mike Davis has been very vocal about the setup and what's needed to play well. which is interesting because Mike Davis is a professional golfer. But, you know, whatever. But he is very very vocal about playing the golf course quite a bit. So, like I said, I'm going to get there Saturday, play it Saturday, Sunday, get a good 36 holes, really figure out where I want to hit my drive, my second shot, figure out what's the good size of the golf course, the bad size, where you want to chip from, what kind of chips we're going to have a lot that week, and really work on the greens and figure out the greens as best we can. So, and that gives me time Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to kind of relax a little bit, keep some good energy. So Thursday through Sunday, I'm mentally focused, mentally strong, and physically strong at the same time.
What is your approach to a major championship week, especially at a venue you've never seen before competitively? Is it like what you're trying to set up here, get in those practice rounds fairly early and then kind of go into a normal preparation, or is there some kind of nuance to it that you don't do on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, I think a U.S. Open, it changes. Maybe that and the British change from other events because of you haven't seen the golf course. You don't know really what to expect. Things can change quickly with weather. You can have the same day basically for, you know, Saturday to Wednesday, and Thursday the wind changes, and it changes the course completely. So getting there, I think, is important. And just playing the golf course and seeing the shots that you're going to hit as much as you can while still maintaining your energy levels pretty high all week. Because like I said, you want to be on Sunday afternoon, turning that back nine, you want to physically and mentally be really rested to battle the pressures that are going to ensue for the next, you know, 2 hours or so.
Is there a change once Thursday morning or afternoon, whatever the case might be, hits, and you're playing the golf course between the first couple of rounds where you're trying to position yourself versus what your preparation or what your feelings are like going into a weekend where maybe you find yourself with another opportunity like Marion? What is the game day approach difference between those two opportunities?
Yeah, I think you just have to play. It's a cliche, but playing one shot at a time, one round at a time, and not getting ahead of yourself. You know, I think I don't think you really have a chance to win the tournament until the back nine on Sunday. Even if you're in the last group on Sunday, most likely you're going to have a lot of players right behind you, and you just have to keep playing golf and keep hitting your shots. And when you have opportunities to be aggressive, take them and be aggressive and trust yourself and try to make birdies and not try to, you know, when you start trying to adjust for circumstance, you could put yourself in a difficult spot and instead of just playing golf and hitting the shots you know you're capable of. You know, like I said, when back down and Sunday rolls around, maybe you can assess yourself and where you are and then maybe play safer if you have to, but still hit aggressive shots. And aggressive meaning be very focused and being very specific on where you want the ball to land and where you want to be putting from. In a sense, you really never take your foot off the accelerator. You just might move the target a little bit.
This is a bit of an offshoot of kind of preparation and what you're doing, kind of getting through tournaments, but you're the only guy that's ever gotten through every stage of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So is there a secret, a strategy, something that's unique to you that has allowed you to be able to do it other than just sheerly playing good golf? Is there something that helps you focus that time of year?
You know, I don't know. Maybe there is. you know, I think like anything, availability, being healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working out since, you know, college and stuff. So, you know, being strong throughout the whole year is important. It's probably understated, but it's important. You know, golf has changed. I think Tiger changed golf for the better when he looked at golf as being athletic. And, you know, if you want to do something for 30 plus years, well, you better have the strength to do it. And, to play a FedEx Cup season. You know, it starts, well, it doesn't even start in January. It really starts like in October now. You know, it's a long time, a lot of tournaments. Mentally, you got to be patient, you know, because sometimes you won't be exactly where you want to be through each month. So being patient with yourself, having confidence in your abilities, and just keep playing from one event to the other, you know, is all you can really do. That is one thing I'm very proud of, being in the FedEx Cup and being kind of the last man to make it to every tour championship and being, you know, having an opportunity to win the FedEx every year is a pretty cool thing.
We're about to hit a huge stretch of the season, obviously, three major championships, a couple of, you know, WGC, the playoffs, all of that hit. You talked about the need to be healthy and feel strong, feel good energy going through this stretch of the year. Is there anything extra that you do, kind of realizing what this latter stretch run of the season is going to be and to get ready and feel as relaxed as you can, as rested as you can for this stretch run?
Yeah, I think you have to be careful in how you practice and how you prepare, making sure that, like I said, I think details are very important. I think you look at any great player, they spend a lot of time on details. You know, simple things, alignment, setup, being consistent in the areas that you can control. It's easy to jump ahead to stuff and worry about your swing and worry about alignment worry about your swing, worry about where the ball is going, worry about how putts are going in right now. It's easy to get stressed and overreact to things. I think just focusing on the little things, you know, all that detailed precision work is what makes great golfers great, because they never seem to get flustered, because they know all the steps that they have to do to play their best and to be technically sound under pressure and in kind of big spots.
One last question for you before we let you go, and that is, what are your memories of Father's Day growing up, and what kind of gift giver were you for your dad? And then now as a dad, what does Father's Day mean to you?
Well, yeah, you know, my dad and I don't know if there's one specific Father's Day moment. I think just, I remember a summer, in junior golf where I was on the road for like 8 weeks in a row, and my dad was obviously with me and my mom was at home working, and my dad, we were on the road just playing tournaments, and he was just with me the whole trip, and kind of one of those times where, it seemed like a long time, but those are great memories. I remember him doing the laundry, and then he would go, you know, to the store and get food, and we would kind of chill out eating, you know, we both like chocolate donuts at the time. So, you know, just hanging out, you know, being together. And that's kind of one of those memorable, you know, things that golf has done for me is giving me time with my dad, that maybe other, you know, other kids wouldn't experience. So it was really a fun time. I think the best thing I got, my dad was probably like, one of those recliners that has got the massage features in it. I know he's always liked those, but, I think being a dad now, you know, it's, it's just getting, you know, my daughter, we got some little art with my daughter and my son with just like little, their footprints and handprints on it. I don't know, my favorite part of the day is just getting probably my daughter or my son out of bed in the morning, seeing them in the morning, and them so excited about what the day is going to unfold for them. That's always just, I don't know, that's just always the best part of the day for me.
Awesome. Well, we'll let you get back to him. I appreciate the time. We'll see you at Chambers.
Yeah, no problem, man. You got it. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks again to Hunter Mahan for being a part of our show. We hope you enjoy the conversation. Please let us know how you feel about the show and give us a 5-star review if you could on iTunes. And leave your comments there. We'll read those on the air. You can email me, again, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com or on Twitter @RyanBallingy with your comments about the show. Next week on the program, we'll do something on Wednesday from the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, and we'll give you a little bit more of a preview from our perspective as we learn more about the course, and hopefully Pat Forty will join me. Pat is going to be my partner at Chambers Bay covering the U.S. Open for Yahoo Sports. So until next week, from Washington State in Chambers Bay, I'm Ryan Balaji saying thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the 19th Hole Golf Show.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.